Time now for some chamber chat with the Grand Haven, Spring Lake, and Ferrysburg Chamber. Making friends for the world. We say hello to a chamber ambassador. From Mosaic Counseling, Chris Clegg. How are you, my friend?
For having us here this morning.
Well, myself, thanks for being here so early. I appreciate it. It looks like the fog sort of lifted, doesn't it?
It does.
Fall morning out there.
It's a pretty drive on the way in.
Was it? How long have you been a chamber ambassador with the chamber?
I have been an ambassador for nearly 5 years.
Oh, that's quite a while. Okay.
Moved to the Grand Haven area in 2020.
Okay.
Amidst the pandemic.
You did.
And
time to move, huh?
Yeah, it was. Began working with Mosaic Counseling as their Employee Assistance Program Account Manager, EAP for short.
Mm-hmm.
EAP is a benefit that's provided to employees of organizations that connects those people with mental health resources. It's for themselves or their family members. I myself used an EAP once, and it was very, very helpful.
Wonderful.
A lot of people don't really know that it exists, though. So a lot of my time is advocating for those employees and their dependents to make sure that they are aware that the EAP exists. But around that time, Pam Blake, who was one of the chamber employees at the time.
Yes.
I met her through the Leeds Group, and then that spawned into attending more events. Floated the ambassadorship out and just asked if I was interested.
Yeah.
It sounded like a great way to continue to be plugged into the community.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been awesome.
I would say you're right. Plugged in.
There's just so many events that the chamber facilitates to help, help commerce in the
area. That's a fact, huh?
But also have people meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
People who have been here forever need to be brought in front of new people in the area,
such as
myself.
Yeah.
And all the chamber bashes and early birds put you in the mix with other professionals in the area, which is great.
It does. I'm actually a really shy person. People wouldn't believe that, but I can be really shy in situations where I don't know anyone. And I've been to events before where I'll stand in the corner. I'll just kind of watch what's going on but when you're at a chamber event, you have an ambassador like yourself that maybe will see that one person that they're not really talking to anybody. I should go talk to them. So you really have to be a people person to be a chamber ambassador.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. We do help with check-in and registration at these various events,
right.
But we're also keeping an eye out for those people who are new.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who doesn't look like they're comfortable in the scenario, and pop over and say hi and make some introductions, and then along the way we can connect them with other people in the organization, in the area as well.
Mosaic Counseling, very close to my heart. We know that there's the big Vogue Walk going on right now, and the big fundraiser for Mosaic Counseling. So let me ask you, what you do for Mosaic Counseling, how does that transition into being a chamber ambassador?
Well, the EAP is something that is provided by other agencies.
Right.
So there may be an organization that is providing an EAP that isn't as effective. Maybe their people don't know about their EAP, and they shop around. They look for other agencies to provide an EAP. So I'll meet with those contacts and give them a rundown of what we provide, and then bring them over to the Mosaic Counseling EAP family.
So okay.
we can be that provider of those benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And making connections in the community can help with that.
Oh, for sure. Now, you had mentioned off the air that you're not from here. May I ask where you're from?
I'm originally from the Upper Peninsula.
Really?
You wouldn't be able to
tell.
Where? Eastern Upper Peninsula, just south of Sault Ste. Marie. It's a small farm community.
What's the name of it? I might know it.
Pickford.
No. Okay.
Right. If you go, some folks are aware of the Mackinac Bridge.
You cross that,
and there's to the east, there's the Lacheneau Islands, Cedarville, Hessel area. That's more likely where people would visit if they go to the eastern Upper Peninsula. Drummond Island is just east of there. But then Pickford is right in between the Lacheneau area and Sault Ste. Marie and the International Bridge in Canada. So lived there for many years.
Wow.
And then moved down to Big Rapids, and I went to Ferris State University.
You did? Okay.
For professional golf management.
No.
So, yes.
Whoa, Chris.
And,
wow.
And I'm still a Class A PGA member.
You are.
I coach golf a couple days a week during the summertime as
well.
Impressive. But that's what I was doing, years ago when someone passed away in my life, and that led to some grief.
Oh.
And that grief kind of carried with me,
and I
didn't know how to manage it. And,
right.
A close friend within the organization that I worked mentioned the EAP, and I got connected to it. It was great. It was a big, long delay from when I first tried to use it to when I actually spoke with a therapist. It was somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 weeks.
That's a long time to wait.
And it is.
I know, Chris. Yeah, Chris.
So when we moved up here to West Michigan, I kept my eyes open to areas outside of the golf industry.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, my kid was 5 years old, and the golf industry isn't always as free with extra time to do family things.
Right.
I wanted to maybe work in the 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what a Saturday Sunday weekend was.
I believe it.
My weekends would consist of like a Monday Tuesday.
Yeah, isn't that weird? And when you have kids and they start school, all that change. You can't make a soccer game on a Saturday because you're working and stuff like that.
It's pretty tough.
So it sounds to me like your life experience really lends itself to being a chamber ambassador. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it does.
I feel like I'm in a really great spot. I mean, even yesterday we celebrated a ribbon cutting for Positive Options.
Yes.
25 years they've been in the area.
And they're right down on Washington,
Right down on Washington.
Yeah,
in Centertown.
Yeah.
Yep.
And,
I ran into a lot of people that I already knew, but even today I'm still meeting new people.
That's good to hear.
In the community.
And don't forget pumpkins at Chinook Pier on Saturday. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Decorate a pumpkin. So nice to meet you and see you. We have Mosaic Counseling in here quite often, and we're very excited about the Vogue Walk, and of course the big fashion show that'll be happening as well. And people can head to mosaiccounseling.com. But being an ambassador, it sounds like, you know, you're all about that. I love that. You know, people need friendly faces like you. In this day and age,
that's
am
right.
I right?
Absolutely.
You know, you ever wonder, Chris, how anybody gets any work done around here? It's so beautiful out. I'm just constantly looking out the window.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish we would have come to West Michigan a lot sooner. It is just absolutely fabulous.
Isn't it?
Being close enough to Grand Rapids proper. But
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
So close to Lake Michigan and all the national parks. And
it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is gorgeous.
Well, thanks for being here.
We appreciate
it.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's another Chamber Chat, 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.